It was a different time. June 10th, 1940, when my widowed mother and I and my brother walked down the plank of the SS Manhattan onto the New York City pier, lined with suitcases and trunks that held the worldly possessions of families fleeing Nazi Europe. We were lucky. We had possessions, unlike the Syrian refugees, many of whom are traveling by foot, some carrying their babies in their arms and the clothes on their backs, and perhaps a blanket to protect them from the cold rain. We were Swiss and Jewish. Being Swiss helped. Being Jewish did not, as my mother feared that Hitler would cross the Alps and into Switzerland, a country surrounded by Nazis. I was too young to understand why my mother took me along to the American consulate day after day. After she produced bank statements that proved we would not be a financial burden to the United States, she was given the precious visa. Taking the train from Zurich to Genoa and boarding our overcrowded ship was an adventure, as seen through my six-year-old eyes. I knew no fear, unlike the wide-eyed children of Syrian refugees whose faces beg for help. We arrived a year after the ship St. Louis left Germany with 900 Jews aboard and was not allowed to land, either in Havana or New York. The ship was forced to return, where 250 died in concentration camps. Again, we were the lucky ones. Now we know that many more refugees could have been saved if the State Department had not been riddled with anti-Semitism. Today, the country is infected with the fear of Syrian refugees, with 31 governors urging that we pause or prohibit them from landing on our shores. If I was still governor, I would want to assure Vermonters that the two-year screening and vetting process would keep terrorists out of the country. But that does not mean that every Syrian should be punished because of his or her religion. This country took my family in during wartime. It was a different time, but America is not a different country. America provides refuge. America takes risks, and America is generous. Each time we flung our doors open for the Irish, the Italians, the Latin Americans, the Asians, our country was enriched. Syrian immigrants are likely to be educated and become hardworking citizens. Leaving one's homeland takes courage, ambition, and optimism, all qualities characteristic of immigrants. When we close our doors on Syrian refugees, we may not be sending them to death camps, but by turning Syrians away, we may be dooming them and their children to a violent death or to the life of the eternal wanderer without shelter, food, or homeland. America is better than that.